With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police are investigating a Thursday night stabbing. Just after 9:15 on Thursday, Royal Cayman Islands Police Service officers were sent to the hospital where a woman had been admitted with multiple stab wounds. She was at a liquor-licensed premises in Georgetown when she was approached by a man known to her. There was reportedly an argument, and police say a man stabbed her, quote, several times with a bladed weapon. People there intervened and got the woman to safety as the man took off in what appeared to be a Honda Fit. Police say the victim was carried to the hospital for treatment for, quote, serious injuries. In other news,
this is Order with Cayman Islands, where we present Mr. Dennison Tibbetts for his service to this country.
Dennison Tibbetts' OCI announcement coincided with Thursday's local commemoration of the International Day of the Seafarer, with Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks presiding over a private investiture ceremony earlier this month. As Mr. Tibbetts is unwell, the Premier presented the insignia, warrant, and citation to Mr. Tibbetts' daughters, including Denise Tibbetts.
I know that if he could say a few words, he would say how deeply honored he is, but helping the less fortunate was his thanks.
Mr. Tibbetts dedicated 5 decades with the Lions Club of Grand Cayman and played a valuable role in preserving Caymanian heritage by his long service as president of the Cayman Islands Seafarers Association. The Order of the Cayman Islands is a society of honors established under the National Honors and Awards Act. Customs and Border Control welcomes a new director on Wednesday.
Mr. Bodden's appointment reflects his proven leadership, extensive and unwavering commitment to serving and protecting the people of the Cayman Islands.
Marlon Bodden brings more than 3 decades of public service and law enforcement experience to the role, including over 10 years in border security, custom administration, and organizational leadership within government. Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
I am confident that under his leadership, the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control Service will continue to strengthen its vital role in protecting our borders, supporting legitimate trade and travel, and safeguarding our national interests.
Mr. Bodden is currently serving as Deputy Director for Management Support Services. He'll be taking the reins over on Wednesday from outgoing Director Bruce Smith. And from the Cayman Islands to Italy, the voices of the Cayman Youth Choir have been soaring. The choir recently represented Cayman at the Verona Garda Summer International Festival in Italy, sharing the stage with choirs from around the world and performing before new audiences in some of the region's most inspiring venues. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. All schools in Venezuela are to remain closed until next Monday as hopes fade of finding more survivors of last week's earthquakes. Nearly 1,500 people are confirmed to have died, but tens of thousands more are still missing. The US and Iran have reportedly agreed to stop their latest attacks and hold talks to try to resolve their dispute over the Strait of Hormuz. An American official said both sides would stand down for now and allow vessels to move freely. The Democratic Republic of Congo has reported a sharp rise in Ebola cases, with 47 new infections and 12 deaths recorded on Saturday. 360 people are now known to have died since the outbreak was declared in May. The Taliban government in Afghanistan has denounced Pakistan for its latest cross-border airstrikes and ground operations, saying they'd killed at least 36 civilians and wounded more than 160. Pakistan insists its strikes hit militant hideouts and killed 29 in response to recent terrorist attacks against innocent people. Ukrainian officials say at least 5 people have been killed and at least 21 wounded by a Russian missile strike on the central city of Dnipro. The regional governor, Oleksandr Hanja, said 5 of the injured, all of them men, were in a critical condition. Andy Burnham, who's likely to become Britain's new Prime Minister, has been outlining his vision for the country for the first time since Keir Starmer announced his resignation. The former mayor of Greater Manchester has pledged to take power from the centre and put it in the hands of people and places that he said could use it best. The recently released Michael Jackson movie, Michael, has become the highest-grossing biopic of all time. It's taken more than $977 million at the global box office. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.